Welcome to the Career Ready Podcast. Learn about resumes, cover letters, LinkedIn, interviewing, and all the things you need to be career ready with the Career Services Center at College of DuPage. I'm one of your hosts, Michelle Malik, and later in today's episode, you're going to hear my interview with Sue Kirby, the coordinator of study abroad at College of DuPage.
And I'm another one of your hosts, Rebecca Harrington. I will end the episode answering a listener question. But first, let's take a listen to that interview with COD's coordinator of study abroad.
Hello to all of our listeners. Today we have a special guest with us to talk to you about field studies and study abroad. Sue Kirby, coordinator of study abroad at College of DuPage, will be providing great information to our listeners. Sue, welcome to the podcast and thanks for being with us today.
I'm happy to be here.
So the first question we have right off the bat is, before we get started talking about study abroad and field studies, can you provide a quick introduction, or as we like to say, your elevator pitch?
Absolutely. So my name is Sue Kirby, and I am the coordinator of study abroad at College of DuPage in the field studies and study abroad office. Some people ask me how I got into this field, and I would say it was in a very roundabout way. I have my bachelor's degrees in economics and Spanish and my master's degree in economics, but I stumbled into working at College of DuPage because I was looking for an interesting new career midlife, and I was hired as a temp part-time administrative assistant for the faculty liaison for global education. And 15 years later, I am still here, and that position has evolved into the coordinator of study abroad.
I love that. Thank you for sharing that, because career paths can take different turns. And I think that's great that you started as an admin assistant and now you're in study abroad. Wonderful. For our listeners, can you explain the difference between study abroad and field studies?
Sure. So all study abroad is a field study, but not all field studies are study abroad. And let me explain that. Our courses fall under the umbrella of experiential learning, which is learning by doing or hands-on learning. There's many ways you can do that: internships, service learning, volunteer work, work experience. That's all experiential. Field studies, what we call field studies, are short-term programs, less than 3 weeks. They can be domestic or international, and they revolve around one class typically that a faculty member creates that has that experiential component. Study abroad, which is that subset of field studies that actually goes abroad, can be less than 3 weeks in short-term programs, but it can also be longer programs, for instance, month-long programs in the summer or full semesters abroad. But everything we do is a credit-earning program at COD, so it is helping students fulfill degree requirements and electives so that they can work towards finishing their degree.
That's great. I love that study abroad and field studies goes towards their program overall so they can earn credits while also learning about different cultures and having fun. So I love that there's multiple options for students.
Mm-hmm.
The next question we have for you is, why are study abroad and field studies experiences important for students, and how do they prepare students for their career journey?
That's a great question. If you think about experiential learning just in general, if you want to go into a healthcare field like nursing, you would never want to finish your degree in nursing and get a job as a nurse only to discover that you're afraid of blood.
Mm-hmm.
Similarly, in early childhood education, you wouldn't want to do 4 years to get your teaching degree and decide you don't like to work with kids. So what experiential learning does is gives you that opportunity to test it out, mm-hmm. to try the thing that you're studying to see if you're really going to like it in the real world. That happens in field studies and study abroad as well. So, for instance, we have biology courses that do animal research in the field. And so the students travel up to Canada to spend a week in Ontario doing animal research at a field station out in the wilderness. It's a great way for students to get that experience, but also to decide, well, gosh, I don't like sleeping in tents or in rustic settings, so maybe that's not the field for me because that's what this job would be. Another reason why a student might want to do it is because we're always trying to have students think about how they're building their story when they're taking classes, mm-hmm. and their story that they can tell when they apply for jobs or apply for scholarships or a transfer scholarship. You have to have a way to talk about yourself, mm-hmm. and what you bring to the table for that particular position. So participating in field studies and study abroad gives you those opportunities to develop kind of a way to talk about yourself that's different from other students.
Mm-hmm.
in general, you're also building a lot of soft skills. You're building things like problem solving and collaboration and resourcefulness and adaptability and communication and empathy for people from other parts of the world. So all of those things give ways for students to build skills and learn about themselves and learn about what they want to do in the future while they're participating in field studies and study abroad.
Yeah, and I do think it really brings a unique aspect to the resume and to the interview because they can talk about those experiences that they've had and really stand out amongst other candidates that may have not been able to do study abroad or field studies.
Yeah, we talked to that about that to students as well. Like when you're in the interview and they ask you to describe a way that you've overcome a challenging situation,
right.
If you were in Japan and you didn't speak Japanese and you were studying abroad and you got lost in the subway system, like what skills did you use to get yourself out of that challenging situation and how could you relate that to a problem that you might address when you're in the workforce? So it helps students who don't have tons of workforce experience mm-hmm. come up with stories that apply towards workforce settings.
I love that. Thanks for sharing that example. When should a student consider getting involved in study abroad and or field studies?
So any student can participate in field studies and study abroad as long as they are 18 years or older. And that is the legal cutoff for us, for students participating in any overnight travel programs at College of DuPage. What I would tell students is the sooner you become aware of our programs and start looking at them, the better you are. You can always wait and do it a year from now, but if you don't know about it and you graduate from COD, you might look back and say, shoot, I wish I would have done that. Or if you're ready to graduate, you might not have the time in your schedule to fit it in. So the sooner the better to start investigating what's being offered and think about the next couple years at COD and what you might do and how that fits into with your career path. The other thing is that students are also community members. And mm-hmm. students who transfer onto other schools are still COD students, so they can come back in the summer and take short-term and summer programs with us as well. So you're never not a student at COD once you start here, and we welcome back those students on all these programs.
That's wonderful. I didn't even know that myself. So that's great information to share. And I think it is a really good point to start early because you can have multiple experiences throughout your time at COD too if you do start early.
Absolutely. We've had students that have loved field studies and study abroad so much that they come back and find more classes and just keep doing them. So definitely a possibility.
Yeah. Now, what about the cost for study abroad? So I know sometimes that could be a concern for students when they are seeking out these types of opportunities, or even for field studies too. So what type of assistance may be available?
Sure. Well, if you think about field studies and study abroad as just a different way to take a class, you're still paying tuition, and then there may be fees involved on any class you take. Mm-hmm. A biology class has a lab fee. Well, field studies and study abroad, those lab fees are the travel component where you're paying for the transportation, the lodging, the excursions that you're doing. So that's considered the lab fee as opposed to the tuition. Mm-hmm. So in terms of paying for our programs, depending on what type of financial aid a student might have, their tuition might be covered because the course they're taking as a field study or study abroad is part of their degree and covered under their financial aid. Mm-hmm. Similarly with scholarships, depending on the scholarships that a student might have, it might be covered partially or fully by what they have for a field study or study abroad. But that said, we know that especially for the longer term trips and the international, the study abroad programs, there are much more fees on those than there would be a regular class. So we help students first talk to financial aid and see what they have, but also to apply for scholarships. COD is really fortunate to be supported really strongly by our COD Foundation. So we have our own study abroad scholarships internal to just COD students. And those have three deadlines a year that run a little bit off cycle from the rest of the scholarship programs because we have to make sure they match the programs that are going in the terms that are going for our study abroad programs. But we also, because we know a lot about study abroad across the country and around the world, on our website, there's a page for scholarships that links to you to external scholarships as well. What students might not realize is that the U.S. State Department, mm-hmm. Bureau of Education and Cultural Affairs, funds a lot of study abroad scholarships for undergraduate students. Mm-hmm. And so we help students find those scholarships and figure out which ones they're eligible for and apply for them. The one I want to mention specifically is called the Benjamin Gilman Scholarship, and that scholarship is for study abroad, but specifically for Pell-eligible students. So if a student is receiving a Pell grant through their FAFSA, they can apply for this scholarship, and many COD students have received this, and it's up to $5,000 for the study abroad program, which if the student is studying abroad in the summer, almost covers the entire fee of the program. So there are resources available, but coming and talking to us in the office to find out which ones might work for you and for your interests is probably your best first step.
That's wonderful. So it sounds like there are multiple opportunities to get scholarships or to pay for classes via financial aid. I feel like that's really promising and maybe less overwhelming for students to know that that's an option.
Right. And one more point that I would add there is because we do have fees on our classes that are above and beyond what's the norm, we open most of our classes up for enrollment up to a year in advance, anywhere from 6 months to a year in advance, which allows us to set up payment plans very specific for our programs. Mm-hmm. So we work with our office, you register for a course, we help you sign up for a specific field study abroad payment plan, and you can spread your payments out over several months. So we always tell students, if this type of course interests you, come talk to us, because mm-hmm. we have ways to work with you for your academic needs, your professional goals, but also your financial constraints mm-hmm. and your budgeting and family timing planning. So we have ways to help you find the program that meets your needs.
And I think that makes it very accessible for a lot of people. So that's wonderful.
That's our goal.
Mm-hmm. So if somebody is unable to participate in study abroad or field studies as a student, and maybe they've already graduated, what other experiences do you recommend that may be similar?
If we're talking about what field studies and study abroad specifically can bring to your career development, you can get those experiences locally as well. You can get them by attending global events on campus. You can get them by going to an international film festival and watching a movie that focuses on issues around the world. You can get them from visiting neighborhoods in the Chicagoland area that are ethnically diverse from maybe the community that you live in. We have faculty committees for global education, like the Latin American Studies Committee that takes students every year to Pilsen in Chicago, a very Hispanic community that has amazing museums and art and food, and we take students there every year to experience the community of Pilsen. Similarly, any voluntary work you do in the community, contacts you make, people you meet, we meet people from diverse ethnic backgrounds all the time. Mm-hmm. Get to know them. Ask them questions about their life and their culture and their family and maybe where their ancestry is located around the world. Those ways you can learn about things beyond our local community in an easy way, even if you don't have time to travel.
Yeah. And some of those opportunities could also be free, too.
Absolutely.
So, again, making that accessible.
Yeah. And student clubs. I mean, there's a lot of really great student clubs through Student Life here that focus on different issues and different ethnic backgrounds and different religious backgrounds. So another great way to just meet new people and learn about topics that might not come up in class all the time.
Yeah. And for our listeners that aren't from College of DuPage, you can also look for clubs at your local college or university. Maybe there are things at work that you can participate in, too. So some things to think about as well. So our next question is, how can students prepare themselves to be successful in a field studies and or study abroad experience?
That's an interesting question. I would say, first off, know what you're registering for, right? Mm-hmm. These are academic classes, so you can read about what that class content is going to be, and you're going to cover that academic material. It might look like you're taking a vacation, but it's not. It's a class, and there will be expectations of learning and homework assignments and exams and projects that you'll have to do. So really, to be successful in the class, know what you're getting into. Mm-hmm. Also, just learn about the place you're going. So even beyond what you might learn in the curriculum of the class that you're taking, do some reading before you go. Find out like what you might encounter in the cities that you're going to, what the culture is like, what the history is like. Read about the politics. Ask yourself, like, if I were in a conversation with a stranger, what would I want to know about their country? And look it up before you go, because then you can answer some of those questions and maybe develop other questions that you want to find the answers to while you're traveling. So being a successful student, as it is with any class, is just being engaged in the content and in the places that you are and the people that you meet.
Mm-hmm. And I think, too, also just being open-minded to the experience as well.
Absolutely. And I was thinking more related to career development is when you're in another country, investigate what careers exist for people studying the things you're studying. It might not be exactly like it is in the United States. Mm-hmm. So find out what students like you in those countries might be planning for their career goals and learn how the rest of the world does things differently or similarly to the United States.
Mm-hmm. And you never know. I mean, if a student is participating in that opportunity, they may want to move abroad and start a job there. So.
Right. International jobs are really exciting, and a lot of students ask about them. And, you know, there's no career path that directly leads you there. Mm-hmm. You have to find your way. And having these experiences builds that resume, that story, and why, you know, you will succeed in a global environment. So it's an important thing to think of when you're learning and taking classes and having internships and getting experiences.
Mm-hmm. Great things to keep in mind. With that being said, is there anything else you'd want to share with us?
Yeah, I would say that if these types of programs interest you and you're interested in registering for them at College of DuPage, come see us. Either email us and we can meet virtually or drop by our office. We have programs that are scheduled out, as I said, 12 to 18 months in advance, and some of them are not even open yet. We know what's coming up. So if you tell us what you're interested in, we might be able to tell you, oh, there's a program in 12 months that's really going to be right up your alley. Watch for it. Registration opens in a month or two. So instead of just sitting back and waiting to kind of learn about them through some other way, mm-hmm. take the initiative to discover what's coming. And I guess the other thing I would say is, if you don't have a passport yet, get a passport. Because passports take a little bit of time to get. Mm-hmm. One of the biggest hurdles for a lot of our students is getting that first passport. But once you turn 16 years old, a passport is good for 10 years. So waiting 2 or 3 months to start the process of getting your application is not worth it. It's 10 years. So just get it now so you have it. So then when the program is available that you want, you don't have to jump through that first hurdle. Yeah, get your passport.
I like that pro tip because I didn't even think about that when you were talking about all these opportunities. That's a great point. Wonderful, Sue. Well, thank you so much for all of this great information. We enjoyed having you here, and take advantage of study abroad and field studies and learn more about it because it sounds like a wonderful experience.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for that interview, Michelle. It was great. I learned a lot.
Yeah, I learned a lot too. Sue was great and she gave a lot of great information. I was wondering, what did you think about all of it, or did you have some points you wanted to share?
Well, I thought she did a great job of connecting how this can be helpful for your career, since this is the Career Ready podcast, right? No, I thought the fact that she talked about the resume and the interview are places where you can talk about your field or study abroad experience is great. We've been talking a lot about resume writing this season on the Career Ready podcast. So it's great to hear that this is yet another thing we can add to mm-hmm. our resume to talk about what we've learned and our skills, but also what a fun story for an interview. Mm-hmm. What a way to make yourself memorable in an interview to say, well, I was in Japan, or I, you know, studied wildlife at this mm-hmm. lake out, you know, in the West or whatever. I think that will definitely help you stand out in an interview.
Oh, for sure. I think it would make you a very memorable candidate. So I'm glad that students have opportunities like this that they can take advantage of. And we kept talking about how accessible they are. But also, if they can't participate in this, there's other things that they can get involved in that they could still put on their resume, as well as their cover letter, and talk about in interviews too.
Yeah. And I think that was such a good point of how accessible it is, because I think students often think of study abroad, okay, that's 6 months in another country, and it's going to cost me so much money. There's no way I could possibly do this. And I think it's really helpful to hear that, number one, it doesn't have to be 6 months in another country. It could be a week or something that is even closer to home. But even those opportunities that are 6 months in another country, that there are a lot of options to pay for those. You know, I did study abroad when I was in undergrad in England, and I went through that where I was like, nope, there's no way that I'm possibly going to be able to afford this or be able to do this. And then when I actually looked into it, it was like, oh, this is really not as bad as I thought. And if I just work a little bit and save some money, like I'm going to be able to do this.
Mm-hmm. And I loved how Sue talked about coming in early, not just waiting mm-hmm. for that opportunity to pop up. But it sounds like they're very helpful and they can get you the information in advance so that you can plan properly.
Absolutely. So good point for anything that you're trying to do experiential learning wise. Get started early. And then just one other point that I wanted to make, and I know you noticed it too, because I remember you saying something, is the roundabout way she got into her field.
Yes.
Right? I think it's so important for job seekers to remember that it's our career paths don't just go in some linear fashion of I do A, then I'm B, then C, then D. I mean, sometimes that happens, but a lot of times things go in a different direction than we planned and we end up at a great place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, lots of good stuff in the interview. And that's a really great point, too, just to remember that your opportunities can lead to a career path you didn't even know existed or you never dreamed of.
Yeah. So if you are interested at all in any kind of field study or study abroad, even if you're not at COD, go check your local community college. Go check your local college and see if they have anything for you.
Well, thank you so much, Rebecca, for those great points.
All right. So I have a listener question for today. I've edited it a little bit just for brevity. It says, hello, I just started listening. I've picked up a lot from the few podcasts I've listened to, and I thank you. I was curious if you could speak on the interview question, what do you stand for? I'm always thrown off when asked this question. Okay, thank you for your question. It always throws me off when interviewers ask surprised or odd questions. Questions like, what do you stand for? Or what role do you take on at an office party? Or if you were a superhero, who would you be and why? Those are questions we aren't usually prepared to answer. So I'm going to answer your question with some tips on answering unexpected interview questions in general, and then add in some ideas on your particular question. So the first piece of advice is to stay calm. This can be difficult when we get asked a question that seems to come out of left field that we're not expecting, but it's important to remember that this is just an interview and you are, in fact, prepared to answer this. The next step is to take a moment and stay focused. It's okay to say something like, this is a challenging question, or this is an interesting question. Can I take a minute to think about my answer? And I would actually say that's okay to always to say in an interview if you need a moment to think. You can also ask them questions if you aren't sure what they're looking for in the answer. During that moment, you want to think about what key message you want the interviewer to take away at the end of the interview. Whatever your answer is, it needs to underline that message. So if you want them to see you as someone that is calm under pressure, or knows what you're doing when it comes to social media marketing, for example, then whatever you answer to that question, it needs to connect back to that main message. A few other things to think about. Make sure that you stay honest with your answer and keep it simple, and show your thought process on how you came up with your answer to this kind of odd or different question. And another helpful tip we say for all interview answers is to give an example to demonstrate what you mean. Okay, so if you were asked the question, what do you stand for? Don't take it as asking you where you stand politically or socially or as a disc golf player, Michelle.
I like that.
What they want to know is, what do you stand for as a marketing professional or as a human resources professional or an IT professional, whatever the job is that you're applying for. So if I am a social media marketing professional, then I would talk about that. For example, I might say something like, as a social media professional, I stand for clear, concise, and memorable messages. When I thought about your question, I reviewed the messages I created for my recent class project, as well as those messages I appreciate in the media. To me, a quick, memorable message works best in our fast-paced society. And then I would give an example of a time when I developed a message that meets those criteria. Take that kind of different question and bring it back to the key point you want them to remember. If I was asked what superhero I see myself as, then whatever hero I pick, I still want to connect that superhero's good qualities with how I am as an employee in this role. I hope that helps. And the next time you get asked a surprise interview question, you'll be better prepared to answer it.
That's a great way to answer that question. That always throws everybody off.
Oh, it's so, you, no matter how much you prepare for an interview, there's always going to be some question that comes out of left field and you're like, wait, what? I was not ready.
Yeah. And I think taking a moment to pause shows that you are intentionally thinking about it instead of just trying to spit out an answer.
And then you just kind of spin your wheels and eventually get to the answer, mm-hmm. you know, but it, who knows if it'll be the right answer, you know. Now, I have a question. What superhero would you see yourself as a career specialist?
Oh, my goodness. That's a hard one.
or just in general.
I like Wolverine, but I don't know if he's a
superhero. I think you could make it work, right? So anything you pick, you can make it work.
Right.
Right? Wolverine is durable. Like
mm-hmm. He's got grit.
He's got grit, you know, can't be hurt. sharp claws. He's he gets to the heart of the matter. I don't know. There you go.
See, I like that. You're thinking on the fly.
All right. Well, you know, I hope that helps.
Yeah, that was very helpful. I think that's going to help a lot of our listeners. So thank you so much for that question. And thank you to all of our listeners, as well as to Sue for joining us on the podcast. We do hope that you feel more aware of study abroad and field studies opportunities. Be sure to join us for our next episode as we talk about tailoring your resume.